Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmenofcolorado.com. There you'll see a lot of different banners on there from a lot of our great sponsors. We have a bragging gallery. We will post your photos there as well. Well, one of those great sponsors and one of our original sponsors, great friend, great place we have loved to hunt for many, many years, is Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. And it's great to have Mark on with us today. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Man, it is so great to have you. I tell you, we're coming out there in 2 more weeks to hunt again with you, so we are looking forward to it.
Fantastic. We always enjoy having you out.
Well, we sure love it, and I mean, boy, just the property there, and you know, there's several different facilities around our state, and there's some good people that run those and all that, so I'm not knocking that part of it, but I tell you, when you have a place that you love to come and you get treated great and you have great guides, great dogs, terrain great, and great birds, all of that, man, it's just, that's our place to come and we love it. So we sure appreciate it. So tell us, kicking off a new year here and all, what's in store this year with Kiowa Creek and some of the special events you'll have throughout the year?
You know, we're very excited. Each year we have a lot of our returning customers, returning events and so forth, and then we always have some new things coming too. So, we do a lot of things throughout the year with the sporting clays as far as registered tournaments, but also just a lot of great charity events, fundraisers for different organizations. And so we always have those kind of things listed on our website so folks can get involved. We do things to help with some of the veterans charities. That's near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
'Cause I'm a veteran myself. And so we do several different things in that area, and also things like Children's Hospital and other of the notable charities that folks may be more familiar with. And like I said, our website, we always try to list those kind of things. So anybody that's interested in coming out and having a good time and helping to raise some money in the process of it, those are a great way to do that. And you meet some really nice people, just the cream of the crop, I tell you. That's one of the things that makes it so much fun out here, is just the great people that we meet, that come out either on the sporting clays or like you guys do with the hunts. Just some super people, really nice folks. All of our guides, really, they always have so much fun out here with the folks that we get to meet and
yes.
and take through the fields and spend some time with. You know, you really get to know each other a little bit and have a great time. One of the most rewarding things that the guides talk about out here on the hunts is when we have a youngster that's on their first hunt, you know, and to be there for that experience and to share in that, just the nervousness and the excitement that those kids have, and then the sheer joy out of bagging their first bird, making a good shot, and the cheers go up and the cameras come out and everybody's, you know, celebrating and everything, and it's
absolutely
just a lot of fun.
And it's that way after you've shot several hundred. We act like that as well. John will tell you. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Now listen, a lot of things are a long drive away. This is not one of them. You're about a half hour out of Denver.
Right.
Okay, 15 miles east off E-470. And you can do 8 to 11. We're talking about the hunts now, 8 to 11 or 1 to 4. And, boy, just a simple thing to go and do. You can still have time for lunch. Then come back. If you need to hit work, you can, or vice versa. Check out of work a little early, grab something to eat, and go on an afternoon hunt, and still back home, be with the wife and kids at a good meal time. So a great, convenient place. And as Mark mentioned, they've got the 24-station sporting clays course. They have a 5-stand, the upland bird hunting. That's October through March, and that includes pheasant, chucker, and quail. Dog training. And we'll be talking about the members and some of the things that are available just for members only. They have an archery range, a pro shop, member and non-member rates, and of course the sporting clay course is open all year around. And you know, I think this is great to mention for like corporate events, as you mentioned, and while some of these things are for specific charities or different companies, boy, this is a great thing for a company to come out and bring some employees and do something different, you know?
Yeah, and, yeah, it really is. You know, the golf thing has been done pretty extensively. Sometimes some guys will say it's been done to death, and sporting clays is a great alternative to that. You get some great time, you know, quality time with your clients, with your customers that you want to take good care of. And one of the things that a lot of those folks mention when they come out the first time, you come into our clubhouse, and on the outside, it's a red metal barn structure from the outside. You come inside, though, and it's beautiful inside our clubhouse.
No, we've it's gorgeous.
We've got really nice wood paneling, and it's just decorated really to the nines. And it makes you feel comfortable and proud to be bringing your clients to a place like this. It's not kind of the old image that some folks might have from past experience of some gun club where, you know, it's just this shabby, dirty old place. No, that's not our operation here. And so you can really be proud to bring your clients here. They'll be happy. They'll have a great time. And whether you're bringing them out for a hunt or for the sporting clays, it's a great way to spend an afternoon or a morning with your clients there.
Absolutely. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, 303-644-4627. Be sure and pick up your 2016 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide. Now, we just handed out about 6,500 of these at the International Sportsman's Expo, but if you weren't able to make it or you didn't make it by our booth, you can pick these up at a lot of our different sponsors, or you can go on our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, click on Resource Guide, and on page 29, you'll see a full-page ad for Kiowa Creek. And a couple of coupons in there. You can redeem one for $5 off of around 100 sporting clays. And then also, you can redeem $50 off of an annual membership. And I believe that membership's $275 still. Is that right, Mark?
That's right. That's right. Okay. And a lot of that information about those things is on our website also at KiowaCreek.com. So
that's
it's real simple, just KiowaCreek.com. And they can investigate that some more. We have some photographs on there and all the information about our memberships and our pricing. Like you mentioned, we have member and non-member pricing on everything.
And I'm telling you, and we talk about this every time we leave there, I don't know of a better value of what you can get for your time. Because all of us are busy, all of us got to work, unfortunately. But, you know, when you've got a limited amount of time, the value of being able to come out to a place that's so close, so convenient, have a great hunt. You're 100% out in the outdoors. You get that great experience of hunt. You can sit down maybe there and have a good lunch and then get back. And, boy, you know, for really, you know, a couple hundred bucks, $250, somewhere around that, and you split it up with two or three guys, I mean, it makes for a terrific, terrific value.
Yeah, it does. You get a lot for your money, and you know that you're going to see birds. You know, some guys may talk about going out to eastern Colorado to hunt wild birds, and you might walk all day and just see a handful of birds. You come on one of our hunts, and you know you're going to get on birds. You know you're going to have a lot of opportunities to have success there, and that's something you can't put a dollar amount on, really, when you're comparing the trip to eastern Colorado or even out of state. When you come here, like you said, it's a shorter amount of time. You know you're going to get bang for your buck and come away with smiles on your face.
Right. Now, a couple of minutes left here, but let's talk about a little bit of the process. Now, normally we come out, you know, of course, we hunt with your guides out there, use their dogs and all that. But let's say for the guy or gal that's got their own dog, how does all that work?
Yeah, all of our hunts are guided hunts. So a guide will take you out, but you're absolutely welcome to run your own dog. The guides are great at working with clients that have their own dogs. And most of our guides have actually trained their own dogs. A couple of the guys are actually professional dog trainers. So you can always get some tips and pointers on how to improve your dog's performance and improve that connection between you and your dog. So if you want to run your own dog, you're absolutely welcome to. We have some guys that will come out and say, well, you know, I've got a young dog. I want to get him started on this stuff. And in a case like that, what we can do is the guide can let that client run his dog for a while, and then put the guide's dogs out there on the ground too, and you can sort of share the hunt, so to speak, with the dogs. And those younger dogs can really pick up a lot by watching an older dog work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you, there is nothing prettier than watching a couple of dogs work together and, you know, watching one honor another's point, all the different things, or retrieving a bird. It is absolutely just a blast to come out. So what are some of the, you got any events coming up we need to talk about, European shoots or anything like that?
We have a European shoot coming up here on February 12th. That's a Friday afternoon shoot. It's $225 a person, and what that is, it's an afternoon of shooting, and we provide snacks and hors d'oeuvres for you afterwards, and we clean the birds for you when it's all done. We call it a European shoot because the birds are actually coming towards you. We have kind of a grain bin that we throw the birds out of, and they go out different directions around the circle, and the hunters are all scattered around that circle. And so these birds come fast and furious, and it's a lot of action, and it takes a couple hours to put it on. And like I said, then you can enjoy some snacks and things afterwards while we clean your birds for you, and that's all included in the price.
All right. Well, you want to get in on that. $225, again, fantastic value, a lot of fast action shooting. 303-644-4627, 303-644-4627. You can go to KiowaCreek.com for more information on that. And, Mark, hey, we appreciate all you do for us and helping us with our show. And just thank you for having Kiowa Creek. We have enjoyed it for many, many years and plan on to continue with that tradition.
Well, thank you, Scott. We enjoy seeing you out here. We look forward to your next visit here in a couple weeks.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more Sportsman of Colorado right after this.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey. Wednesday afternoon at 2:30 during ATX. Ask the experts on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. I tell you, this is a great sponsor for us for our Sportsman of Colorado radio show, and we haven't got to talk to them in a while, and that's been my fault, but I wanted to get her on today, and that is Patty Paddock with the Outdoorsman Attic. How are you, Patty?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I have one of your other great customers in. I guess I'll classify myself as one, I guess, when I do that. But Dan Howland is with us, too, sitting in studio with us today. So Dan is with us as well.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Patty. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Yeah, Dan's a great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He sure
We've
is.
We've known him for about 4 years.
Right.
So, yeah.
He told me he just picked up another weapon recently.
Yes, he did. He did.
Yeah. So the Outdoorsman Attic, this is a... a family-owned store, a great store, something that's really you don't see a lot of. And it is a consignment store for the outdoors. So anything from, you know, hunting, firearms, your licenses, of course, you can get there, camping gear, fishing gear. They've got it all. And recent move now, boy, time flies. How long have we had the new location now?
Well, next month in April, actually, it will be 1 year.
Wow. So
yeah.
Now
uh-huh.
They were on South Broadway. They're located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue. Used to be the Camera Trader building, if you're familiar with that area. The back of the store faces Hamden there. They're just right off that service road, 2650 West Hamden. Now, if you pick up your Sportsman of Colorado resource guide, and you can do that by just going online to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. You can click on Resource Guide. They put some fabulous coupon offers in there. They have $10 for a firearm transfer, and that's one per customer. Also, they got a 20% off purchase. Now, that excludes firearms, ammo, and non-consigned items, but that's 20% off. And then 20% off of any single fishing item. So tell us, just for all the people, and we don't have to get into all the specifics how the consignment works, but just tell us kind of your process.
Okay. They bring it in. It should be in good working condition. If they have an old tent, make sure it doesn't smell like dirty diapers. You know, if you put away a tent wet, it will smell. But anyway, bring it in, and if they know what they paid for it or what they're trying to get out of it, we will work with them. Otherwise, we do the research, and we sell the items for them. It is it starts at 50-50 split, up to $100. If we sell the item for more, they would get more. It's a graduating scale.
Okay.
But, of course, firearms are totally separate. We just take a 15% commission on any firearms that we sell for them.
Right.
And
that's a very fair...
Yes, that is, it's probably standard, pretty standard. There are higher, but and we never lower their prices on a firearm unless we have permission from the consignor, or if they get an offer, then we call up the consignor and say, hey, we have an offer on this Remington, you know, and this is what it is, and they can say yay or nay. It's
Absolutely. Totally
up to them.
And, you know, with all of our laws now with guns, I'm telling you, this is the safest way to do it, is just do consignment. If you do have a buyer for a weapon already and you want to go into the store, they can handle all that paperwork, and you want to make sure you do that legally. Don't open yourself up for a problem. For the few dollars it costs, it's very well worth it. And in my opinion, you're going to get more for your products that you're trying to sell. And you may say, well, gosh, I have to give up 50%. Well, again, that's on up to $100, and then she can explain the rest when you come to the store. But they're going to get you more money. This is a store setting. It's a nice store. It's going to be displayed properly. And I'm just not a big fan of Craigslist. It is such a scam, and so many people get ripped off, and we've seen just horrible things happen with Craigslist. So I'm a big fan of just taking it to a nice store, and you know you can trust them. You get your own bidder number, kind of what I call it.
The consignor number.
Where we can check in online, and that, boy, that's a great feature, and just to kind of see what's going on and get it built up to so much, then you can go back in and buy more. Dan, that's what we like to do, right?
Yes, you can buy more, or you can just cash out, and I give you cash.
Right.
You know, but a lot of guys say, how much is in my account? Okay, well, when I reach X amount of dollars, I want to order this gun, or I want to order, you know, something else. And that's fine. We do have new items, too, in the store. We have a lot of camping items, and we have kayaks, and, of course, we have live bait, and we have a bait card where you buy 11 dozen of whatever, minnows, shiners, worms, and the 12th dozen is free. So that's a little so that's a little incentive to keep your little green card and buy the bait from us.
So, Dan, just as a customer, and you've been shopping there for a number of years now, give us your feeling on just the store and how it works.
These people will turn into family in a heartbeat.
Oh, no, they already have.
Absolutely love Patty and Bill and Billy, and that they do everything right, and they know how to treat their customers. And it's, you feel like you're walking into your own place when you walk into that store.
Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. So again, kayaks there, and boy, now that canoe that's down in the basement right now, I just was down there yesterday and saw that. Tell us a little bit about that, because I believe it was around $3,000, but that's probably a great buy at that canoe.
It is, because it comes with all the seats and the oars, and or paddles, I should say, and it's wooden. It's a beautiful wooden canoe, and I believe if you were to purchase it today, at a store other than ours, it would be over $4,000.
Wow.
And right now it's, you know, $3,000, and it has one little scratch on the bottom. I think the gentleman that consigned it used it maybe twice.
Yeah, I mean, it does not look used at all.
And boy,
the finish on it is beautiful.
Oh yeah, it's a gorgeous canoe. And if you don't have a place to keep a, you know, a hard canoe like that, of course, we have those AquaGlide kayaks. They're blow up, and which is really nice. And we have some really good specials going on with the kayaks the month of March. So you can get, you know, 10% off the kayak or a free paddle and pump.
Wow, so, well, that's
great. Because it's snowing. Well, it's going to snow again tomorrow, but it is springtime. And, you know, next week it could be 70. And before you know it, it's time to go play in the water. You know, whether you're drowning worms or you know, kayaking or whatever you're doing.
Right.
So, yeah, everybody needs to clean out their stuff and bring it in.
Absolutely. And, again, to me, you're going to get a lot more value for it. It'll be displayed nice. And when we talk about outdoors, we want to make sure we understand we're not talking about sporting equipment. Different things like that.
No golf.
Yeah.
No golf or tennis.
Right.
No.
We are talking, you know, your kayaks, tents, knives, camp cooking gear, clothing, you know, hunting clothing, hunting and fishing items, even vintage gear they will take there, and they will take care of you. And then also licenses. We can get our licenses there.
Oh, yes. Yes, your hunting or your fishing licenses. And for those people that don't realize it, April 1st, you have to have your new fishing license, and we can sell them now. But March 31st is the end of 2015's fishing license. So.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And, Patty, you know, it's great, as Dan said, to have somebody you can trust when you bring things in. And you, one thing I like, too, is how you guys help manage the pricing. Because sometimes I think we've all seen that customer where they feel like that pair of boots is worth $300 because that's what they paid for them. And there may not be. So you guys help. And you know what? Hey, let's be honest. You're there to sell stuff. You don't want to sit with a pair of boots there that are marked $300 when they should be $180. So you're there to sell stuff. And it's just a big benefit for everyone because, boy, you get great deals. Now, I have found things in there that I didn't ever feel like were ever used. I mean, just great condition. How about you, Dan?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. And boy, just terrific condition and saved a lot of money from going to big box stores.
Some really neat nostalgic stuff, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There are also some consigners that don't think their stuff is worth much. And so we have to enlighten them the other way
right.
and say, oh, yes, you know, it's not worth a dollar. It's worth $10. So, yeah, we do have those consigners, too. They just want to get rid of it, and they do not want to deal with people calling up and not showing up or, you know, lowering the price as soon as they show up with cash and putting pressure on them to sell their item.
Right.
And that's basically why we opened up the store, because our son had done that and gotten really frustrated with people not showing up and not wanting to pay what.
And you just don't even know nowadays
before.
I mean, with taking checks, cashier's checks, or you know, someone comes there and robs you. I mean, there's just so many things that can go wrong. So
That's our advice
is the Outdoorsman Attic. It is your adventure in the outdoor gear consignment store, your one-stop shop for all your outdoor needs, located 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. And again, if you'll go on our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, There are some great coupons in there on the resource guide on page 18 of that. And then let's run through your hours real quick. Now, Monday through Friday, you're 10 to 6.
Correct.
And then Saturdays, and then, 9 to 4.
Saturday, 9 to 4. And if you see a vehicle parked in front before 10 o'clock, we're open.
Oh, coffee's
here.
On, right?
You bet coffee's on. You know, the dogs might be running around, right. And so we'll lock them up. But, no, feel free to come in anytime you see a vehicle in front.
All right. Well, Patty, thank you, and thank you, and Bill and Billy, for all your support for Sportsman of Colorado, and we really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Have
all
a
right.
great weekend.
Dan and
have
I will get by and see you soon. All right.
Okay.
That's Patty Paddock, Outdoorsman Attic. Again, 2650 West Hamden. Their number is, let me find it here, 303-781-3626. 303-781-3626. You can check out their website, outdoorsmanattic.com. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Mornings with Steve Curtis on KLZ 560. Wake up at 6, then Midday Matters at 11. This is KLZ 560, The Source.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Again, thanks for joining us. I want to thank Patty from Outdoorsman Attic. A couple of specials. I ran by the store this morning and talked to Billy there, Patty's son, and Billy's the owner. And he told me to mention a couple of things to you. They got some kayaks starting at $149. And he is going to do 10% off of all the kayaks they have, and they have several higher-end models as well. So it's 10% off if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, or you can get a free pump and paddle. And so, again, that's at the Outdoorsman Attic, 2650 West Hamden. You know, and just a couple things real quick about the store before we get to our next segment. They sell all licenses there for you. And in the handguns, boy, a couple of firearms have been hard to find for some folks. A Glock 42 he has, which is a 380, a Glock 17. He's also got the new Ruger American pistols. And 10% off all this next week of all their fishing gear. If you mention Sportsman of Colorado, make sure you get your copy of Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide. And you can go to our website for that, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Click on Resource Guide. You'll see all of our different sponsors in there and the coupons they have to offer as well. And a lot of great money-saving tips. Well, this next segment is brought to you by Dot Mecklenburg. She specializes in wealth management. You can check out her website, dotmechtenberg.com. And listen, I've known Dot for a number of years. She's been with us with Haystack Help and the only financial planner that we endorse on our business show throughout the week and have for many, many years with her. And for over 45 years, Dot has been doing this. And, you know, if you want to get out and enjoy a lot of what we talk about on air, you better have a plan. So here's a special for you. Sportsman of Colorado special. Think about this. Are you well positioned today with your current financial advisor? If you will call now, Dot will give you a second opinion, complimentary. So if you got a plan, just let her look it over. Hey, you got nothing to lose. If you don't have a plan, give her a call today, 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Again, A-plus-plus, Haystack Help. And I promise you, this is someone you can trust and has an outstanding reputation. And again, her website, Dot Mechtenberg, and that's M-E-C-H-T-E-N-B-E-R-G, dotmechtenberg.com. Well, we're going to talk a little fishing now. We don't do that as much as we should, and we are going to start doing that. And we have a gentleman in studio that I met recently through a mutual friend of ours, Austin Parr, over at Discount Fish and Tackle, and that's Charlie Lehman. Charlie, how are you, bud?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Hey, man, great to see you, and great to have your dad in studio with us, too. Mm-hmm. And first of all, before we get talking about the really fishing part, let's just talk about how you got into the outdoors and kind of what gave you your love for fishing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I started fishing, when I was super young, went out all the time with my
dad. Young now. What do you mean you're super young?
Well, way younger. I've been fishing for a good, I'm 19. I've been fishing for at least 8 years. I really got into it recently after meeting my buddy Austin Parr.
Yeah.
I actually met him out guiding, and he really got me into more of the boating aspect of it.
Right.
And I just recently got a boat too, so I've been going out a lot on my boat. But I've been fishing for a while. I like to fish all these local ponds, all these like local reservoirs. I go out with Austin a lot. We've been out a little bit this year. We've been doing all right. The water temperatures are a little cold right
now. I was going to say, let's talk about some of the things that will affect that
water temperature.
Do you want what's the average now you see, and what do you want it to be?
Well, right now you're seeing water temperatures a little cooler, around the upper 40s, low 50s, 55. Okay. Around when it gets to about upper 50s and low 60s, the fishing will really turn on. And right now, really a good time. What to do right now is to troll the bottom of the lake, because a lot of like the walleye and a lot of those other type of species are going to be sitting at the bottom of the lake. So right now, trolling with like flicker shads, with like bottom bouncers or something like that, would be working pretty well right now. Like places like Cherry Creek been fishing pretty well, Chatfield, everywhere like that. Probably a good plan of attack right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, not expecting you to tell us your favorite spots, but so let's say somebody goes, man, Cherry Creek, that's close to where I live, or Chatfield, that's close to where I live. Guy goes out there. I mean, what are just some tips you can give just to maybe, and we'll talk about maybe the medium fisher guy, not the novice, but he's not the expert either. What are just some tips you can give when you go out to maybe a new spot to fish? How do you know where to go?
Okay. Well, first thing you want to do is find structure. If you're fishing from the shore, the dam's always a great spot to start. You're always going to find smallmouth bass. You're always going to find trout, always along the dam. So if you're going to start at the new spot, find structure. Structure's key when you go fishing. Any kind of any rock structure, underwater trees, those will all be good for bass. Any kind of like cattails, those fish like to sit in there, especially those predatory fish like walleye, pike and all those, and they'll sit in there and just casting like a spoon or something in there. That's a good beginning lure for a beginner to use, is a spoon. Casting those back and forth around the structure is a great place to begin. If you're going to go to Chatfield, a good lure to use, actually not a lure, it's a bobber, it's called a spring bobber, and going along the dam there, you'll be very successful catching smallmouth bass. Like even in a bow or along the shore, Okay. Those bass like to sit in there. But if you're beginning trying bobbers, simple bobber and a hook and little split shots, a good beginning thing to try.
That's stuff I think I could do. Yeah. All these other – Austin will come on sometime, and, boy, he's using these terms. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Flesh is our resident fisherman on the show, and he's out today. But so do both Cherry Creek and Chatfield offer good places for bank fishing or if a guy doesn't have a boat? I mean, are there good spots in both of those areas where you can do both?
Mm-hmm. Chatfield has a lot of those good areas. More on Chatfield than Cherry Creek. I haven't fished Cherry Creek along the shore a lot. I just recently went on my boat. But really, Chatfield, if you're going to be a shore fisherman, if you don't have a boat, mm-hmm. Chatfield would be a great place to go right now. Anywhere like along Kingfisher Cove, along Catfish Flats, all along the bank there, there's really good fishing there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about equipment a little bit.
Yes.
How do you become knowledgeable about, we'll talk about lures and the different baits that you use in different spots. Is it just from talking to other guys or going to a place like Discount Fishing Tackle and just kind of trust their expertise?
Yeah, you know, going talking with people, just going out fishing, seeing what people are using. And, I mean, really gain an expertise in fishing, you got to talk to people. You got to see what people are using, where they're going. That's the only way you're really going to gain knowledge. Going online, going on Denver Parks and Wildlife has a couple of resources that, you know, it lets you know what people are using. Fishexplorer.com is another good resource to find out what to use. If you're going to try somewhere new, you're not really sure, you don't know a lot of fishermen, going on one of those websites is always a good place to start out. Because they always have fishing reports, and it'll show you water temperatures. It'll show you what they're using, where they're fishing, all that kind of stuff, what kind of fish they're catching, how many fish are catching, stuff like that.
All right. Charlie Lehman is our guest, talking a little fishing. Again, this segment is brought to you by Dot Mecklenburg, our financial planner for all of Haystack Help, Senior Resource of Colorado.com, as well as Sportsman of Colorado. And again, if you're thinking, well, look, I'm working today listening to this show, maybe I didn't plan so well, it's never too late to start a good financial plan, and you can do that today with Dot for a complimentary consultation, 303-940-7807. Now, as far as your reel, rod and reel and stuff like that, do you have one or two poles you use for different deals, or do you have half a dozen?
I have tons of different rods. I probably have 10 rods in all. Yeah, I'll use them. There's different rods for different species. I have, I use a lot of St. Croix. St. Croix is a really good brand. And then I use a lot of, their Mojo Bass is a really good rod for the bass fishing. I have a medium action. So whenever I go bass fishing at these small local ponds, I'll take out my Mojo Bass. I got a nice Abu Garcia Revo SXX40, which is a really good reel. Any other species, I just go with my, Legend. I have a Walleye Tournament Series St. Croix rod, and I got a nice Shimano reel on it. And I'll use that for any other species. Bass, you know, they have a little more fight in them, so I'll use that little stiffer rod, like a medium action for those bass. Any other species, like smaller trout, walleye, hence the name of my Walleye Tournament Series, is a great rod for it. Any other species, I'll probably use my medium light action Walleye Tournament Series St. Croix rod.
Okay.
And that's a good all-around boat rod. That's all good all-around bank rod. I recommend the 7-foot. You're not going to go wrong with the 7-foot. You can get a lot of casting distance in there. And
right. Mm-hmm. Now, most of the fishing you guys do, y'all do mornings, you do evenings, and you do a lot of night. A
lot of night fishing. Dude, I've been going out a lot at night.
What's the different experience, I guess, that brings from night to fishing in the day?
Well, you can't see anything at night, so that's a little bit different. I'd say morning fishing is probably the best kind of fishing, getting up right before sunrise, going along, casting out a couple lures, casting out even just a bobber or something. I'd say morning fishing is probably the best kind of fishing. Morning, middle of the day, fish tend to spike around noon to like 3. Okay. Fishing will get better around there. And then right at sunset is when it gets really good again. And after that, I mean, catfishing's really good all night. Catfishing's good during the day, but any time during the morning, middle of the day, or the night is probably the best time for fishing. Any lake, really.
Right. What are the different depths you kind of run into out at Chatfield?
Chatfield, along the dam, it'll get down to about 20 to 35 feet. So it varies a lot. Okay. Chop field's kind of weird because they have a lot of gravel pits.
Right.
And that's actually good structure for fish along. So if you're going to go fishing out chop field, they have underwater row beds. If you're in a boat, I'd totally recommend trolling those underwater row beds. They have a couple underwater bridges fish like to sit on. Any of those gravel pits that are under the water is a really good place to fish. But anywhere along chop field, the best fishing would probably be along the dam.
Okay.
And towards Kingfisher Cove is another good spot. Catfish Flats, right along the edges.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now, do you go out with Austin some on his trips and things like that he'll do with people? Or
I haven't gone out on one of his guide trips.
Well, we'll have to get him to take us fishing, right?
I know, right? Yeah. That'd be fun.
Absolutely. Last couple of minutes here. Talk about safety aspect, because you know what? You got to be safe on the water.
Totally.
First of all, just like on the highways, there's idiots in boats on the water. You know, people get out there, start drinking, driving crazy and all
that.
So
true.
So talk about some of the safety tips that you give. You know what? If you're going to go fishing,
make sure you have a life jacket. Make sure you have oars. If you're going to go fishing, especially on a boat, I mean, not as much on shore, but if you're on a boat, make sure you have enough life jackets for everybody in the boat. The parks, the rangers will get you. They'll get a ticket if you don't have enough life jackets. Make sure you have oars, extra oars, so if your motor goes out, you can paddle yourself to shore. Make sure you got an extra. I have a kicker on mine. I have my main motor and a kicker, so if my main motor ever goes out, being safe, just make sure you have some kind of way to get off the water just in case, like, a storm moved in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you know where you are. Don't be an idiot and go too shallow. I've gotten stuck. A couple weeks ago, I got stuck on a chop field. Yeah, I was going along with my girlfriend, and we were fishing, and all of a sudden, she's like, oh, we stopped moving. I'm like, we didn't stop moving, and I put the oar down. We were in about 2 inches of water.
Wow.
Yeah, so we had to push ourselves out of there. So just make sure you know what.
That always goes over good with a girlfriend, doesn't
it?
When you're getting stuck, yeah.
She was super mad about that one.
It's like, where's their sense of humor then, right?
Yeah.
Last question. I believe it was last year the water levels went up a lot at Chatfield.
Yes.
Okay. How does that affect fishing when we do get some of those heavy rains and some flooding?
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect the fish?
Well, when you get a lot of water, especially at Chatfield, I noticed I went out a lot with Austin last year actually on his boat, and when the water goes up like that, a lot of the worms and different bugs that are in the dry land, when the water comes up, they come out. So a lot of these walleye, these trout, will come up into these places that were dry land, and they'll start feeding in there. So if the water level's ever really high, always try fishing in these where there's a lot of trees. If there's anywhere that used to be dry land or exposed, even if you can get your boat in there, it'd be a good spot. Because last year we went out and we probably caught 30 or 40 just fishing in the trees at Chatfield where they used to be above water, but the water level was so high or below water, it covered the trees totally. So we were catching tons of walleyes in there.
Right. Now, I keep saying last question. We got a couple minutes here. I'll hit a break
But
let's talk about the rivers a little
bit.
Now, how is that experience different from fishing on your lakes?
Yeah. See, rivers, you know, you won't go wrong with like using maps and stuff, but if rivers are really good for fly fishing. I've noticed compared to lakes, they're a little bit tougher. You got to have more knowledge. You got to know where to go, what kind of flies to use, especially if you're fly fishing. These fish, especially in these high alpine rivers, are really smart, and they can tell the difference between a really good tied fly and a fake fly. Even if it's the same kind of fly, poorly tied fly, they can tell the difference. So make sure if you're going to be fishing in a river, you know, with your different types of flies, if there's a hatch, if you're going to use lures, a MEPS is always good, but make sure you know where to go. And if it's gold medal water, that's another issue people have. If they go up into the rivers, they think, oh, I have a fishing license, I can fish with worms. That's not always true. There's a lot of these gold medal waters here in Colorado that you can only use fly and lure only.
Wow.
And people get a lot of tickets fishing with worms, and it's a pretty hefty ticket.
And your ignorance of the law is not going to probably get you out of a ticket. I mean, it's up to us to know.
You got to
read those guidelines.
You got to read the guidelines. Make sure you update yourself on ColoradoParksAndWildlife.com. They have all the rules and regulations. They have brochures. If you go to Cabela's, Bass Pro, any of those places always have a book. Make sure you update yourself with any new rules because they're always changing the rules and regulations for Colorado. Make sure you know all of them and are up to date.
All right.
Well, Charlie, this has been fun. We're going to do this some more. All right. And so Charlie's going to be on with us as much as he can. He's a busy guy going to school, working, and all that. But he's going to be with us as much as he can in the future to give us some lake reports, fishing reports, different tips, all that kind of stuff. So we are looking forward to that. And, again, we want to thank Dot Mecklenburg for supporting that segment. She specializes now in helping people. And you know what? A lot of times when you think about financial planners, you're thinking, I don't have $1 million. You know what? You don't need $1 million. Dot will help you and work with you so you can get out and enjoy the outdoors. Give her a call today, 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
John Rush during the afternoon rush. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Wally. We want to thank Charlie Lehman for coming in. If you've got a question, a fishing question you want us to answer on a show, I'll tell you what, shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we will make sure and get that answered for you the following week. And, again, Charlie's going to be here to help us out as much as he can. Well, let's go to the phones real quick. I want to talk to one of our great sponsors. As a matter of fact, we couldn't even do our show without his help, and that's Dan Johnson at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing great, doing great. I actually went out this morning, got my spring turkey tag yesterday, and in 38 minutes, my spring turkey season was over. Was able to get a nice turkey this morning. So
well, that didn't take long.
Now I don't know what I'm going to do the next 30 days. Yeah, I'll drive my wife crazy, I guess. But, it was good.
You can come shop for a Silverado.
I'm telling you, man, I'm getting the fever. I tell you, I am getting the fever. So what's happening out there today at Lynn Lyle, and what will be going on this week where folks can come out?
Well, I'll tell you what, probably the best deal of the year. I have a few remaining brand-new 2015, I think I got, seven, eight Silverados left, a couple Impalas. You know, I got probably 20, 25 different models and makes left.
Wow.
But with GM and what I'm doing, I can do over 20% off on those cars and trucks, and that is a deal.
Man, no kidding. Wow. Any LTZs?
Yeah, I got LTZ double cabs.
Oh, okay. Oh, Lord, I knew you were going to say that. Okay. I'm telling you, I love my truck. I love, love, love it. And here's the thing with Lenlau Chevrolet, and the, you know, I always try to talk about this, but it is the absolute easiest car transaction you will ever make. And I'll put it this way. If you're fair-minded and Dan will take extra good care of you, I promise you, they just do business the right way. And I've sent, you know, young couples in. I've sent people in their 70s in. And no matter what, and no matter what they're buying, I've had some look at a pre-owned car that maybe was, you know, several thousand dollars, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000. But I've also had people buy a lot of the Silverados. And so no matter what you're buying, you get first-class service at Lenlau Chevrolet. They've got their own shop there for body work and all, and plus their own service shop. And Dan will take care of you. So, Dan, what's coming out for in the 16 models? What? How do those really differ from the – let's stick with Silverados. What really added from 16 to 15?
Yeah, the 16 Silverado, they did kind of a facelift. I mean, it's still – I mean, it's such a wonderful truck. It's only been out, what, the 14 was the first year for the new body style. You know, it was quiet, and, I mean, it's – awesome truck, as you just described. But they did a little bit with the front end, the hood. I mean, it's really nice looking. Just a little bit different there. For 16, we have an all-brand-new Malibu. We have an all-brand-new Chevrolet Cruze, which is a small car. I'm actually sitting in one of them on my showroom floor, so it's quiet.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the sticker, and it's under $20,000 for a brand-new car. And
wow.
It's really nice.
Man, that's awesome.
So those are brand new cars. I mean, you know, from the ground up, new cars.
Drive east and pay the least at Lenlau Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax Avenue in Aurora, 303-344-3100. You can check out their website, lenlauchevrolet.com. When you go there, be sure you ask for Dan and let him know you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado. Well, Dan, go sell something, and we will see you this week.
I'm on it. Thanks,
all right.
Guys. See you
Thanks,
later.
Thanks, man. All right. Bye. Boy, we ran out of time today. I'm going to try to ramble off a few things you need to know. May 21st and 22nd is the Snake Avoidance Clinic hosted by Cabela's and Rocky Mountain Sporting Dog Club. Do you and your pet enjoy hiking, hunting, and the outdoors? Do you live near canyons or open fields? This clinic is open to all breeds, large and small. The 21st will be at the Cabela's out south. And let's see here. The 22nd will be at the Thornton location. Up north there. And so you can call 303-699-7199, 303-699-7199 for more information. It's only $60 per dog. And CJ Cossel will answer that phone when you call him and just tell him that you heard Scott on Sportsman Colorado telling you about this, but this is a great event. Now, as you know, our application deadline has passed for the Big Game Limited License. So here's a couple of dates. You have till April 11th for the application correction deadline. So if you realize you made a mistake, you got to the 11th to correct that. June the 1st, draw results posted by this date. June 17th, your license will be in the mail. July 5th is the leftover draw application deadline. And then at 9 a.m. on July 26th, over-the-counter and over-the-counter with cap licenses are on sale. And then 9 a.m. August 2nd, leftover licenses on sale in person and by phone. And midnight on August 3rd, all your leftover licenses will go on sale. And my last promo here is for Yes Bay Lodge in Ketchikan, Alaska. From the novice to the seasoned angler, they're offering a four-night stay, 3 days, all-inclusive salt and freshwater fishing. Includes all your fish processing. They'll also take you on some things, wildlife watching, salmon hatchery, bear watching. I like how they say bear watching, and then hikes. I don't know if I want to do that with a fishing pole in my hand. But bear watching and hikes, you can call Ryan Martinez, 907-225-7906, 907-225-7906, yesbay.com. CharlieAndCarolyn.com is the website, and they will take care of you. Well, Charlie, again, thank you. You can speak in there one more time if you want to.
Thank you so much.
Oh, she didn't turn you on there. That's all right. But thanks for being in here today.
Thank you.
Thank Dad for bringing you in, too. All right. Thank you for joining us for Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. And, hey, spring turkey's open any day on Saturdays. We'll take your calls. We want to hear your stories. You can call us anytime. But thanks for joining us today, and everyone have a great, safe weekend. Check out, again, the Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide at sportsmanofcolorado.com. We got hog hunts in here. We got our friends at Phoenix Weaponry, Stack Optical, Rampart Firearms, and more. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.